I'm Catherine Jackson. You'll go to 5 different locations, first levels and basements throughout Broad Street, just to see the different history and the different levels. So,
all right, everybody come this way, please.
So I'm Rob, and I volunteer for the Sexual Assault Center on things like this and fundraising, and I'm a born and raised in Rome, Georgia, and that's about me.
Keep coming. Don't be afraid. You might be afraid when we're done, but not right now. Keep coming. Come on. Come on. Everybody come on down. Come on. Come on. You will see that right back there is a walled up window. Now think about the fact that we are underground. They're not going to put a window to look at the dirt that is underneath the street. And I'm standing in the elevator. So if I'm bringing stuff in through the back, probably off of wagons, bringing it to an elevator, what am I carrying? Anybody guess? No guesses. Cotton? Maybe. Probably not. If it is, it's not much. What's that?
Supplies.
Supplies. Maybe food.
Maybe clothing. Maybe other things. Maybe a little bit of cotton, right? So we know that William Whitley owned this building. William Whitley was a merchant. He registered himself in the city as a merchant. We also know that William Whitley registered himself as the undertaker for Rome, Georgia. So picture that maybe this next floor might have been the grocery store, the general store with corn and beef, and the next one might be the undertaker. So you have the bodies on the one side and you have the corn and the beef on the other side.
If you have questions, please feel free to ask. Seriously, come over and look at it. I wouldn't stand on the elevator itself, not because it won't hold you, but because there's a crack.
So there are some places in Rome, Georgia that are haunted. I believe it. You were probably up at the theater. You probably heard about Ruby and or the others.
Did she tell you about Ruby?
I bet it's the same story.
I'm Hannah Cook.
Well, the story, there used to be a trolley car on Broad. Of course, that's gone too once they raised the road and everything. But the story is that this little girl came and she was getting off the trolley and she fell and she got hit. And she got up and she went in and she watched all day because they would have back-to-back features. And when the day was over, she was gone. And she was dead. I'd end the theater, like, doing something she loved, watching these movies.
Do I believe in ghosts? I don't know. I'm not going to say no because I've never seen one. But I'm not going to say yes because I've never seen one. Rebecca Sharp. We live in Collinsville, Alabama, just about 45 minutes away.
New group. All right. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pay attention to this. Don't trip over it.
I'm Chris Jackson.
This would be the trap door I'm talking about, okay? I'm going to go ahead and walk down, but...
I've kind of helped put together the tour along with Mark Cochran, who's a local architect, and then a bunch of volunteers.
This is it's a water-powered engine that actually powered the elevator that brought cotton up and down.
My favorite thing about this is that we're upstairs in a bike shop, which is currently, functioning as a business. There's, there was a guy up there buying a bike while we were coming through, and then you walk down a flight of stairs and literally you're in the 1800s.
That was used in order to be able to sell cotton. Because what block is this?
Cotton.
Right.
Cotton.
Absolutely. And they call it that because cotton was king in the late 1800s when this building was built. And